Hegseth tells Congress Pentagon runs classified crypto operations. U.S. Secretary of War Pete Hegseth told Congress on April 30th that he is a long enthusiast of Bitcoin and confirmed that the Pentagon has ongoing classified crypto operations, according to a clip shared by CoinMarketCap. It is the most explicit public acknowledgement to date that U.S. defense agencies are running active programs inside cryptocurrency networks, rather than only monitoring them. Hegseth made the comment during a hearing on the department's posture and spending priorities. The disclosure is unusually direct for a sitting cabinet secretary, who typically deflects classified operations questions to closed sessions. What Hegseth actually said, two distinct claims came out of the exchange. The first is personal. Hegseth identifies as a longtime Bitcoin holder and supporter, putting him in alignment with the broader pro-crypto tilt of the current administration. The second is institutional. The Department of War, recently renamed from the Department of Defense, is conducting classified work involving cryptocurrency. Hegseth did not describe the nature of those operations on the record. The phrase classified crypto operations is broad and could cover anything from blockchain forensics on adversary wallets to sanctions enforcement to offensive cyber activity targeting illicit financial networks to custody and movement of seized assets. Why a sitting cabinet secretary would say this on the record, Hegseth's comment is notable less for confirming that such programs exist, most observers assumed they did, and more for the choice to acknowledge them publicly. Three readings are plausible. First, signaling to adversaries. Iran, North Korea, and Russia all rely on crypto rails for sanctions evasion, ransomware proceeds, or paying contractors. A public statement that the Pentagon is operating in those rails serves as a deterrent, without revealing methods. Second, budget defense. Cabinet secretaries often surface previously quiet capabilities during appropriation season to justify line items. Confirming an active mission area makes funding harder to cut. Third, a personnel and recruitment angle. The department has struggled to retain blockchain analysts against private sector pay. Public framing that crypto work is a strategic priority can help recruiting at the margin. How this connects to recent U.S. crypto enforcement? The disclosure lands in a quarter where U.S. agencies have been visibly aggressive. The Treasury and DOJ seized roughly $500 in Iranian crypto under Operation Economic Fury, and Treasury Secretary Bessent has publicly said the U.S. is targeting Iran's access to cryptocurrency as a sanctions tool. The FBI also coordinated a multi-jurisdiction sweep against scam centers in Dubai and China earlier this year. Hegseth's comment fits this pattern. It suggests the work is split across departments, with Treasury handling civil seizures and sanctions, DOJ and FBI handling criminal prosecutions, and the Department of War operating in a more classified posture against state and non-state adversaries. Market reaction was muted. Bitcoin traded at $77,451 as of May 1, 2026, up 1.8% on the day, with ETH at $2,287, plus 1.3%, and the Fear and Greed Index sitting at 43, neutral. None of those moves can be attributed to Hegseth's testimony. Markets generally treat U.S. government crypto activity as price neutral when it is enforcement-coded, since seizures remove supply from illicit hands without creating new buying pressure. The longer-term read is more relevant. A cabinet secretary publicly stating he holds Bitcoin and that his department operates in crypto is a softer political signal than any specific policy. It implies that the current administration views the asset class as both a personal finance category worth normalizing and a national security domain worth investing in. What to watch next? Three follow-ups will tell whether this disclosure leads anywhere concrete. Hegseth's office may release a sanitized fact sheet on the Pentagon's crypto work, similar to how cyber commands occasionally publish unclassified summaries. The House Armed Services Committee may schedule a closed session on the topic, and the FY 2027 defense budget request, due later this year, may include a visible line item for blockchain or digital asset analytics that did not exist before. If none of those happen, the comment will sit as a one-line acknowledgement with no operational follow-through. If even one does, it would be the first time the U.S. explicitly carves out a defense-side crypto mission alongside Treasury and DOJ.